seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Yo, 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 welcome back to another Hear Me Out segment. You know the name, you know the voice. It's Mr. Hear Me Out. And on this Hear Me Out segment, I got my boy all the way from Portland, motherfucking Oregon, hometown, 503, Rose City in the building. Bubba's from Bubba's Banter. He ain't new to this shit. What's going on, brother?
Ah, what's good, bro? What's good? What it is.
What it is and what it ain't and what it's about to be, huh?
Right, right.
I'm doing good. First off, you know, I want to give thanks. Thank you for taking time out of your day to come on my show to, you know, share your story of an independent creator and, you know, hopefully inspire people in the next generation to create podcasts and share their black ass and gay ass voice as, you know, we both identify as. So I appreciate you.
Right. You're welcome, bro. Of course. I'm going to make time, bro, no matter what.
Hey, it's always appreciated. So we're just about to jump into it. So I'm not new to your show, but the people that's listening might be new to your show. So tell us about it. How did it start? Where did it come from? Like, how did you mock up all that shit?
Well, honestly, podcasting has been something that I wanted to do for a while. I just didn't have a real understanding of how I was going to do it. Some years back before the pandemic, like, some friends were like, dude, like, you should start a podcast. Like, you are so fucking funny. Like, you would just like really, really, really be dope. And I was like, And then, you know, of course, I ended up seeing yours, you know, on Instagram. I started listening to a few of your episodes and I was like, man, if my boy could do this shit, I know I could do it. So, you know, you told me about Anchor. I got on Anchor. And then, like, my whole creative process of like coming up with the names and all that shit was just, I had like seven of them. And it was so hard to like, cause I had some cool names. Like, the previous show, or the previous name was going to be Our Perspectives, which is a segment on my show.
I do remember you calling me and asking me about that.
And it was like, because, you know, my tagline is, you know, from an educated opinion with topics of all varieties. You know, my show is about a perspective and different opinions from all different, like, different types of people, but an educated one, not just some like fucking random ass, you know, opinion about something. Just have it to be an educated opinion, because I feel like that's important. Like, a lot of times people jump into having an opinion about something and they don't have any experience on what the fuck they're talking about or understanding, I should say. So I always feel like you should be able to like research and think about what you're saying before you say it. So that's why I always say educated opinion. But yeah, it was a very creative process, long creative process.
I love that you said that, because, you know, when I first started off my podcast, I used to just, and I'm going to keep telling this because it's a shared experience in a safe space, but, you know, I used to just get fucking drunk and just talk. Like, because some people think that, like, oh, well, we have really dope conversations, so we should do a podcast. And I'm like, okay, that's how my mind was when I first started this shit. But going into this and, like, actually doing it, you go back and listen to your episodes and you like, that's not what I wanted to say, but it's already out there. And, you know, sometimes the liquor, the weed, or, you know, whatever you do before you get on the mic, sometimes take over, you know? So I personally stepped away from drinking on the mic because I don't like cringeworthy episodes. So, because I know if it's cringy for me, it gotta be cringy for the viewers or listeners or, you know, whatever people call their people. So what do you where do you see the direction of Bubba's Banter going? I know that, you know, just listening from your show, you have some really dope conversations. Conversations that I can never have. That's why I listen to your show. You talk about being black and gay and you really dissect it. Me, on the other hand, I'm just like, I'm living in, I hate to say it, it's a lifestyle because it's not, but I'm just living my journey as a Black gay, and I don't really do the titles and all that, but where do you see your platform going?
Well, I know I want to get into video eventually. Mm-hmm. I feel like YouTube and all that stuff, that's where it's at. And I honestly, like, I was just telling somebody that, because I was with some friends there. They were talking about my podcast and how they liked it. And it was like, yeah, you should get on YouTube. That's some money in there. That's some money. And I'm like, dude, I don't podcast for money. Like it's cool to get the little money that I do get from it. But like, this is not something that I want to do for like money, monetary gain. Like, the monetary gain is great, I will say that. And whatever I produce, I feel like I deserve what I get from it, of course. But at the same time, when you have your mindset on money and the monetary things that comes along with podcasting, your podcast is not going to be too great, because you're not going to want to put work into it. I put a lot of time and hours into my fucking show, from promoting to editing to, you know, working on my real podcaster, making sure my mic sounds good, making sure I schedule a time with a guest, trying to get people to even want to get onto my show and talk to me, and networking in general. Like, I spend a lot of time. And so, like, I'm not doing this just for a monetary gain. I feel like there's so many voices out there in the world that needs to be heard. And I feel like my show can share that. You know, that's why I have so many of my friends and, you know, that come on and talk with me, because I feel like these people have a voice to talk about something that could actually help someone out in there in the world. But I do want to go into like video eventually. That's probably like my main thing right now for my show, is to go into video. It's fun, it's live. I got some concepts for it too. Like, I got so many concepts for it, bro. It's, oh my god.
Hey, look, just follow your creative path, because like me, like, I like doing live episodes on other people's platform, but like, for me, I just like getting behind the mic. I like creating my own vibe and shit, and visually and audibly, like, people really don't understand like what's in my, like, I'm a Cancer Virgo, so I got a lot of creativity in my head, but I don't necessarily know how to. Aren't you a Virgo?
Yeah, Virgo Libra.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna cut.
So, yeah. So you understand with the creativity.
Yeah.
But eventually I do want to like have video and go live and do this shit live. But again, like you said, not for money, because then you're only gonna be focused towards the money. And that's what I'd be trying to tell people, like, oh, I wanna be a podcaster, or I wanna be a YouTuber because of the money. No, do it because you love it, and then the money will come. The good thing about the internet is that it stays there forever. Right. And yeah, you might not go viral today, but one day in 5 years, you might wake up with all these fucking notifications and you'd be like, what the fuck? What's all this? You'd be like, I did say that.
Right. Can I say something right quick on that? What you just said though,
of course.
And I don't want to jump on topic, but that's, I think the problem with podcasting today is that a lot of people, podcasting has become so saturated. Like, everybody has a podcast now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all for that. Like, I'm not against it. Because, again, I think everyone has a voice. But the thing that people do is they get into this shit because there is this monetary gain, or I'm going to be famous, or I'm going to go viral. And it's like, it's another piece of art form, guys. Like, there are literally people out there who love listening to podcasts, because I love listening to podcasts. And there's a lot of people who go into podcasting with a very creative aspect of, you know, aspect of things, like people doing books and, you know, people do like books and like all types of different podcasting, different things. That's what I'm trying to say. Different things of podcasting. And I think that it's kind of a disrespect when people come up to me and they're like, oh, I want a podcast. Oh, I want a podcast. And I can tell they only want to do this because they want to be famous, or they want money, or they want to be viral. And it's just like, oh my God. Okay.
No, I get it. We're gonna get there, but before we get there, I want to ask you something. So what's your creative process before you even turn on the mic? Like, is there a certain routine you get? Because people know, people got all different types of things. Some people run, some people shower, some people smoke, some people drink, some people just fucking sit in a dark room and then they just gotta wait for that moment. But what's your creative process?
So I get my tea started. I drink tea when I start my show, especially my solo dolo shows, because it like calms me down. I drink some pomegranate green tea and with some
bougie.
lemon and honey and a little peppermint. That's my jam. That's what I do when I first start. And then I just listen to some music that's like really calming, or sometimes depending on my mood too. Like, I'm not gonna say it's always like calming. I might listen to like some really hard shit or like something, like especially when I'm ready to talk and I want to like get whatever I got to get out. And then sometimes I'll go over my list of what I'm going to talk about, and then I just press record and just get it in.
That's dope. I love that question, because like one person that I really admire is Missy Elliott. Like, her visuals, her music, her humbleness. Missy has no reason to be humble. And that's just a personal opinion.
Right.
She has paid the...
She's one of my favorite rappers too. Like, Missy is fucking cold.
Yeah, and I like that would be the first question if I ever got a chance to meet her. I don't care about nothing else. Missy, what is your creative process? Because all these timeless ass videos, I just watched Gossip Folks about 3 weeks ago, and I was like, why does this look like it came out last month, last week? Hell, yesterday.
Yeah,
like Adidas, the dancing.
Yeah, a lot of her stuff is timeless. Like, yeah,
just like every year on Halloween, somebody does the garbage bag. I can't stand the rain.
Yeah,
like she's such a visionary, and I fucking love her. But yeah, shout out to Missy if you ever hear this. Yeah, you doing the Lord's work for the kids. So you talked about people wanting to start podcasts, and as you know, on social media, there's this trend of banding quote unquote straight male podcasters. One, because I just think they're fucking toxic and they just do this shit. How do you like, have you seen that trend? Like, what's your thought about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things is like when I talked about when I just said about how everyone wants to have a podcast, like there are a lot of bad podcasters out there and they are fucking reckless. Like, you're just saying, like, that's why I say with an educated opinion of topics of all varieties, because I need to make sure that what I'm saying is something that I actually know about and I understand. Like, you can't just hop on a mic and press. I mean, you can, because I mean, everyone's a free man. Everyone's a free man, so you can. Don't be mad when you start getting lawsuits and people coming after you because you press and record and just talking about anything and everything on a mic. Like, no. You can't do that. But yeah,
Baby, what is we doing?
Right. What is we doing? Like, baby, what is you doing? Like,
okay.
I feel like, you know, those podcasters are just toxic as fuck, and you're gonna find those podcasters out there who are just very toxic and don't really have nothing to say and just want to shoot shit for views. They're not really trying to really podcast. So and it sucks, because I mean, you know, these male podcasts, straight male podcasters, it sucks because then you give a bad name for everybody. You know, you give a bad name for everybody. And it's just like, and it sucks because I don't want to pick on the men, because I know some bad females too, some bad female podcasters. But like, I just think bad podcasting is bad podcasting in general. And when you do that shit, it's always the bad shit that goes viral. it's never the really good shit that actually like changes people's lives or like changes people's perspectives. Like, it's always the bad shit, and I hate that. Like,
one thing that I have learned about me and this whole podcast game, like, I try to stay away from trending topics. I try to stay away from like drama and all that shit, because we forget. Well, let me not say we, because I'm speaking from my experience. But even sometimes I forget to say the word allegedly, because again, we don't know if this is true. These blogs don't even know if this is true. We have no scientific facts or proof or legal documents that this person did this and this happened.
Right. And that shit with, I'm not gonna say their names, but that shit with those people on YouTube, like, that changed the game. Like, YouTube, like, all these, I remember when that shit happened, like, I don't anchor, a thing popped up about these are the rules, blah, 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 blah. Like, that right there changed the game of how podcasting and YouTubing and all this stuff, blogging, whatever you want to call it, is going to be from now on. Like, because these people are not playing around with people no more. Like, me too. For sure. They're not playing around with it.
Help the niggas in the back understand the difference between podcasting and having a conversation.
Yes.
Because I think you do a very good job on differentiating the two.
Yeah. I think with podcasting, people need to understand that podcasting is not just a conversation. Podcasting, even though the theme is having a conversation, the part of podcasting is a formulated conversation on a topic, you know, because I try to get that in through people's minds all the time. Like, you're not just having a regular conversation, you're actually peeling back layers of that conversation or that topic. So that's what it is. When you are having a conversation with just your homies, you're just fucking talking about shit. Like, you're not necessarily, like, it's all surface level. That's what I'm trying to say. It's all surface level, having a regular conversation. Now, you can have deep conversations, and that could kind of sound like it's a podcast, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it is. It's just you're having a deep conversation with your friend, you know? But that's how I differentiate the two.
Well, I think you do a very good job on your show. I know we all got to start somewhere, but I think you came out the gate just knowing what you wanted to do and have an understanding of, okay, I can have this conversation on the mic and educate people and create a safe space and do this, but then I also can have this conversation with my niggas at the bar and just talk shit about it, you know? So it's called a balance. You said you was a Libra, right? Yeah, balancing. So you definitely found the mathematical equation with that. Again, going back to you and podcasting, do you see any growth within you, your community, your friendships, or, you know, like, mental health wise while on your podcast journey?
Yeah, I think my last show with my homegirl Ashley, that was a really good show. We talked about a lot of stuff, and I felt like that's like one of my mental health friends. Like, she always gathers me, she gets me together. Like, when she sees me reeling off, she pulled me right back on track. Like, and I would say, you know, being around her all the time, like, she helped me, like, put the theme together for the show, because I didn't even know what to talk about, really, because I was already going through some stuff. But she was like, you know, we already had topics, but she was like, let's talk about XYZ and have all this. Like, I was like, oh shit, like, she don't do this, but like, she kind of knew how to write a thing or put a thing together, you know? But it was things that we wanted to talk about. And then, like, a lot of people has been listening to me. It's just weird, like, having coworkers and, you know, people in different countries, like, sending me messages. Like, it's weird. One of my homeboys in New York has been spreading my podcast out to people. Like, it's just, I'm blessed, I should say. So,
You definitely are. I seen you're just brand ambassador, and they supporting you and you getting your name out there and making a name for you. Shout out the company.
Bearskin. It's a gay company to gay men, Jody and Bonjour. I hope I said his name right. They're really dope people. I when I went to the shoot, they made me feel like the man. I felt very attractive and confident. The company is called Bearskin. If you go to bearskin.com, there's tons of jocks, underwears, briefs, socks, hats, glasses, all types of stuff. And if you use my promo code, which is Bubba, you know, you can get 15% off on your checkout order. So the underwear are so comfortable. And what I love about this company the most is that they cater to every type of body. They don't just do one type of body. It's all types. And also, it's not just the pretty white boys with, like, you know, muscles and shit. It's all types of bodies and all types of races. And that's what really attracted me to this company, because it was like, this is what diversity looks like in the gay community. And I was like, man, I love this, and I'm gonna support it, like, no matter what. Even if I'm not on the cover, I'm gonna share stuff. Even if I wasn't an ambassador, I'm still gonna share it, because the thing is that they really are, they have their attentions on what they're trying to do. It's very surreal and very, I want to use the word integral, but I don't know if it fits, but it's really, what they're doing is really honest, honest work, and the quality of the product is great. So
yeah, so make sure you support my boy and go to the website bearskins.com and type in the promo code Bubba, you know, support our independent creators and put some money in his pocket. You said, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but you said something in that statement about, like, diversity and, you know, coming together. When you are either having guests on your show or, you know, going to people's show, how do you research the people to make sure that it's a good fit for you?
Most of the times it's like, well, the people that I've had on my show recently, or as of lately, and some of the new people, I always do like an interview process. I'm like, hey, like, you seem like a cool guy. Like, most of the times I'm already talking to them. I'm like, hey, you seem like a cool guy, you want to get on my show? And then I may do like a Zoom call if they're like far out, or if they live here, I'll end up going to meet with them, hang out with them, go get like coffee, and we'll just talk about stuff. And then I'll make that like, okay, I'll get them on, you know. But some people I knew instantly, like, I was gonna do a show with them, like, no matter what. Like, actually, I knew, like, for facts. Oh, yeah, we're gonna do a show. Like, I didn't have to even think, like, give her interview process, because that's just like, we have that therapeutic connection. So
I think that's dope. I that's why I don't do too many interviews on Hear Me Out. I ran into a place a lot of episodes back where I had somebody on the show. Good thing it was pre-recorded, but it was just very disrespectful, and it didn't in line with my brand. But even like during the interview process, I was like, oh, you know, we had some dope ass conversations. But then when this mic comes on, we go back to toxic traits and drinking too much and just saying shit out the mouth. And I'm like, this is why I started that whole email chain of, this is what we're gonna do on here, because we're not doing text messages, we're doing emails, and everything needs to be documented, because we're independent creators, so we need to take it serious. The boss of a, you know, corporation is not going to text you and be like, oh, I want you to come in for an interview. I probably wouldn't go to that interview.
Yeah, because he ain't making no money, probably.
Right, because why are you texting me? Why are you texting me? You can email me, and then I would get back to you.
Yeah, that's not professional.
So, yeah. Yeah, so just keep up the good work. I really enjoyed watching your journey. I can't wait to see how far you go. And as always, you are always somebody I always got my eye on, and we got this special connection of always supporting each other. And oh, I don't know how to do this. Oh, just do this. I'm like, oh yeah, that was so easy. Or you reaching out to me and be like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I'm like, oh well. Here's a video. Look that. You'd be like, oh, that's it. So, I love your journey and I love our connection. But To y'all that's listening, this is the part of the interview where I pass the mic to my homeboy Bubba, and he gets to ask me a question, and we're gonna deliberate.
Ooh, okay. I'm gonna just throw a random one out there. It's not gonna be anything. Okay, how do you feel about having thought-provoking conversations on your podcast?
Explain. I need a little bit more detail.
So thought-provoking. So when I mean by thought-provoking topics, meaning like something that is different from your the theme of your show, or like something that you know can probably get you in trouble, or something that can like make people be like, okay, I don't want to talk. I don't want to listen no more. Like, and I'm asking this because I had someone on my show recently, and I didn't post it because some stuff. I don't even want to talk about it deeply on here, but when I listened to the show 5 times, and I was like, okay, I was gonna post it today, and I was gonna post it that day, and I was like, okay, no, don't do it. Listen to it one more time. And I listened to it, and I was like, okay, this is just weird, but I love the thought-provoking conversations that we were having. Like, we weren't agreeing on everything, but we were agreeing on some things.
I'm okay with thought-provoking conversations as long as we understand that we're not arguing on the mic. Exactly. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm trying to get my point across and I want you to agree. And I don't want you to feel like you are trying to get your point across and you want me to agree. That's not me. That's not my brand. We can agree to disagree. Right. Like, and I really try to stress that in my friendships and my relationships. It's like, it's okay that we disagree. Like, I don't hate you after this. It's not that deep for us to stop a friendship or whatever we got going on. Like, calm down. And I think that's where, speaking from like the Black experience, I think that's where we could just ease up a little bit, because I feel like nowadays it's like, oh no, well, you need to listen to me. And I'm like, I am listening to you. I'm just not agreeing to you. And then they start cutting you off and be like, no, you're not understanding. No, I am understanding. You're frustrated because I'm not agreeing with you. And I want you to understand, like, we're two different people. Bing, I might not agree. Like, bing, bing bong bing. But I like it, and I think there's an educated way to do it, but I just think it's a little bit misleading. Like, I just seen on Twitter, like last night, I think. I don't know the people's name, and I refuse to say their names because I'm not trying to give them clout. But it was two podcasters interviewing this one guy, and I don't know these guys from Adam and Eve. I just saw a lot of views, and I'm like, okay, well, let me see what the fuck they're talking about. Why is this retweeted on mine? What happened is that the podcasters was drilling this young man about who he's dating and why he date this person and how he is. And I'm like, this is very cringeworthy. I can see where you guys are going, but that's not where you guys should be going. There's another way to articulate your words, because as of right now, it's giving me DL vibes. Like, you're just a little too curious of why I'm dating this person. Like, then you should seek therapy.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason why you're worried about the person I'm dating or how we do things of when we do it.
Exactly.
So that was a good question, because I'm very strongly opinionated about that, about people not understanding, or people try to agree to, no, this is not, that's not what I wanted to say. People listen to respond instead of listen to understand.
Yeah.
And that's where we lose people in conversation. So I'm all up for it, but it just has to be done in a certain way.
Right. Yeah. Cause
I
hate when people, like, I feel like a lot of times in this generation, in this world that we live in now, it's like everyone feels like they have to agree with everybody and be friends with people they only agree with. And it's like, no. Like, there's certain things that I'm not going to agree with you on, and I probably won't be friends with you. There's certain things, like, especially my race, but, you know, there's some things that I just feel like, okay, this is tiny for you to even be like arguing with me over. And like everyone on my show that's going to come on my show is not going to be like, you know, the theme of like, oh, this super progressive person. Like, I got some people that's going to be lined up on my show. It's going to be some motherfuckers that's going to surprise people. And it's because I don't want to tell this story of every single, I don't want to have the theme of having these so much likable people on my show all the time. I want to challenge. And that's the thing about me. I love challenges. I love challenges, and I just don't want to feel like I need to like cater to just having certain people on my show to like have this theme of like, oh, he's this type of person type thing. it bothers me.
The advice that I give you, I say still put it out. If you're the good thing that we have on our belt is being a host, producer, and creator of our shows. If you feel that deep down inside, you're like, you know what? This person really didn't say anything wrong. He didn't offend any community. He didn't throw the race car. He didn't do anything negative. That's just an opinion. Put it out. See what type of feedback. And those are the conversations that we need to have as podcasters. Like you said, like, I want to have those challenging conversations. I don't want the same people that always agree with me. Let's debate on the mic and wrap it up. Okay, X, Y, and Z, we still cool. We just agree to disagree.
Right.
So that's my advice. I say continue to have those conversations. Those are going to break down the barriers of what this podcast world is. And I think you might be on to something.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about lately. A lot. So
yeah. Well, again, I definitely appreciate you for stopping by and sharing your story and dropping gems to my listeners and viewers, or whatever people call themselves when they I hate the word fans, and I don't know, whatever y'all call yourself listening.
I hate potters too. I hate the word potter or potty. Like, someone was like, yeah, I'm a potty. And I was like, what's a potty? She's like, a podcast listener. And I was like, ugh, don't say that.
Look, just, I look at y'all as people, and I just always thank y'all for pushing play on my shit. I probably would never give a title to people that listen to my shit. You just listen to it, and you either relate and agree, or you relate and disagree. But that's all between y'all and what goes on in y'all here. But before we wrap it up, make sure you drop your socials and what you got going on and X, Y, and Z, and how can the people find you?
All right, y'all. So you know where to follow me at, which is the Bubba's Banter Podcast. That's my podcast page. I have a personal page, which is The Real Doc Dre. I'm also in the works of making a Twitter for my podcast page. Yeah, I have a Facebook page. If you just type in Bubba's Banter, it'll pop right up. Make sure you like that, because I've been really active with it, putting all my shows and stuff on there. And I gave up on making up my website because it's been a struggle. But, I mean, I'm going to have someone do it. It's just financially I need to make sure that's right first before I even, like, say, hey, can you do blah, blah, blah for me? Because I need to make sure that's set before I even think about that. But yeah, I'm going to start working on my video portion once I take my season break and come up with some. I might do like a video once a month on YouTube, and, you know, but then the rest is audio. So, but yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, we creatives, y'all. So you got to trust the process, and I'm going to let you know that timing is everything. So don't feel like you got to rush to do video or websites and all this. We are our own challenge.
All right.
I'm not look, you said it, you're not doing it for money or likes or follows. I don't care what the hell y'all doing. I'm on my own time, and this is my time. So big ups to you and doing that. I know websites ain't easy. It's a lot of dedication and sweat, blood, and tears with mine. I already told you. I had my developer delete everything about three times. So yeah. I know she was upset, but y'all can go hear that on the podcast. But make sure y'all tune in to more of Hear Me Out episodes on all streaming platforms under Hear Me Out. If you want more of me, make sure you follow me on the socials at Marco the Prince. That's MarcoDePrence, and add.com to it so you can check out the website. And until next time, y'all, we out.
All right, y'all.